today on Real Radio.
And we've heard all last week, we're hearing again this week, there's a massive move now in Europe, tragically hasn't been seen in over 60 years, but anti-Semitism is rising at breakneck speed right now in Europe. And Jews are being told to get out of countries.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called When God Restores, continues a new series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. The Old Testament book of Isaiah records the powerful ministry of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah's calling as a prophet was primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. Isaiah urged the people to repent from their sins and return to God. He also foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, also what will happen in the last days. In Isaiah chapter 3, we were shown a cycle of great prosperity under King Uzziah. Then we saw sin and a departure from God, with their identity tied to their possessions. And in their self-indulgence and wealth, Isaiah warns Judah to repent and return to God, or it'll all be taken away. We also learned that, as it was in Isaiah's time, we cannot allow disobedience to take over our lives. And unless we turn away from sinning and turn to Christ, it'll also not end well for us. Now in chapter 4, we find Judah in captivity, but God's coming restoration. Today, Pastor Jack tells us that nations continue to rise against Israel, but God's covenant towards Israel is everlasting. And Jesus, who Isaiah foretold as the branch of God, was like a tree cut down but regrew and produced many trees. And even after the destruction of Israel, just like Isaiah predicted, Israel will once again increase into a great people respected by other nations. And now in his lesson called When God Restores, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Listen, grab your Bibles tonight and turn, if you would, to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 4 tonight. And we're looking at a message regarding God's ability to restore, God's restoration at work in our lives. And we take this out of Isaiah's prophecy, the book of Isaiah. He's known, as you guys probably have recorded in your notes by now, he's known as the evangelical prophet, though of course he's the highly respected, if not the greatest respected prophet in all of Judaism, Isaiah. It's interesting to note that the book of Isaiah, 66 chapters, is a mini Bible. The very chapter breaks, 39 upfront chapters, 27 remaining chapters, is an exact layout, replica of the entire Bible itself. Old Testament, 39 books, 27 of the New Testament books, and the book of Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah, covers that. Though it was written 743 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, it's amazing how God has engineered the ministry of the prophet Isaiah. And the previous chapters, as we come to chapter 4, the previous chapters have already shown us this cycle that we're starting to get out of it. And that is, God will indict the nation based on their sins because they've departed from God. They weren't listening to him. They set up false worship systems. They began to lean on other things. They saw their identity as a nation by the stuff they had. Remember, we looked at the last time together. They had become very wealthy. Israel had become very prosperous under King Uzziah. They had great peace. They had great prosperity, and everybody had their gold and silver, as it were. And do you remember we talked about how the men were finely clothed, the women were decked out, and they had all their gold and had all their nose rings, it said, and they had their ornaments of crescent moons, and they had their anklets, remember it mentioned that? And they went, as it were, mincing along the way. Do you remember that? I love that word, mincing. It's a sassy word. It's not a good word, but it sounds cool, like mincing. It sounds strange. But the women had gotten so caught up in their prosperity that they had the opportunity to spend money on things that really didn't matter. They had, what's the word, disposable income? Have you ever heard that term before? To have disposable income. How would you like to have that? Disposable income. I say, what is that? Disposable income is money that you have over an abundance, and it's money that you can waste. You can, yeah, you know, it's just money that you can squander. It's like, oh, you know, what can I get today? And that's the kind of money they have. And instead of using it for good stuff, they used it to self-indulge. And so Isaiah in chapter 3 paints us a picture of an age that is not too far from where we're at, where there's disposable wealth and people heaped up to themselves a standard of living, and God said to the nation, you better watch out because it's all coming down. And we ended chapter 3 with a grave warning, if you remember, where the Lord is warning them that I'm not going to bless you any longer. The blessings are evaporating. I can't get behind you on this anymore. I won't support you on that. And God rescinds his presence from the nation. And basically, we touched on it. He said, you're on your own. You're gonna lose men in battle. Four nations are going to take you over. You're going to lose your wealth. And you're going to go into captivity. And all this is going to happen to you because you forgot me. You neglected me. You rejected me. And it's a pretty sad story. And so, interestingly enough, look now, chapter 4. It begins how the last chapter ended, but then it goes into restoration. And that's what I want to talk to you mainly about tonight. We'll just go through it together. Look at verse 1 in your Bibles there, chapter 4, Isaiah. It says, in that day, remember, church, you're supposed to circle those three words, in that day. It's speaking of a time that is specific. God is dealing with the nation Israel. Women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own food and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by your name to take away our reproach. Listen, verse 1 really puts an end to chapter 3. It should be part of chapter 3. So with the judgments coming is so tough that there's going to be so few men left that in Israel, and by the way, this happened, and yet Isaiah is not only prophesying, but what happened in the captivity that was going to be coming to them, it's going to be speaking about a time yet future for the nation of Israel in our time when so many men will be not available either by war or by just being absent that women will say, listen, we'll pay our own way. Just father a child through us, will you? Take away our reproach that is upon women. Now, in our culture, we don't think like that, but in the Middle East, to carry on the name means everything. And they're saying, look, just perpetuate our security, perpetuate our meaning, our name, our existence. For posterity's sake, we need to have children. There's no men around here to have that happen. That's pretty desperate, is it not? That's stuff out of desperation. But watch what happens. Look at verse 2. In that day, right when they've come to the end of hope, they've given up. It's like, this is the end. It's over for us. In that day, the branch. I hope in your Bible, I know I think of the old King James, it's not a capital B. It should be a capital B. Check your Bible on that. That is actually the name of Messiah, the branch. And in your notes, off to your sides of your margins, we'll come back to this in a moment, the word means a shoot or a young a sprout, something that is going to grow, something that is going to expand, something that begins gently, something that begins, as it were, like just a little spring of life shooting forth out of the ground, as it were. But notice in your Bible, he says, in that day, the branch. This is not a branch. This is a definite article, Messiah. In that day, Messiah of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. Verse 2 is announcing. Now, Isaiah jumps ahead. He's looking prophetically. And he's saying there's a time. Now, Bible students, mark this. When Isaiah verbally gave the prophecy, the nation did go into captivity, and then over the course of centuries, the nation was recovered. And in a sense, they had prosperity. They had a recovery. But the branch never came. Mark this down in your eschatology, your study of the future. This is important. So how relevant is this verse, chapter 4, verse 2? How important is it? It's all important because it's actually talking about a time that has not yet come yet. How do we know? Because the branch has not yet appeared to the nation of Israel. It hasn't happened yet. In the context. Now, Jesus came 2,000 years ago, right? But the nation did not receive him as Messiah. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, tells us that he was cut off. That the Messiah would be cut off. He would be rejected by the nation. And all this was according to the plan of God. Listen, for you and I to experience reconciliation, we needed a Messiah, a Savior. Same with the nation of Israel. God is announcing throughout the Old Testament, and we look at it because now we're the beneficiaries of that great work 2,000 years ago, but that the Messiah would come. And God kept his word. God kept his promises. He kept the prophecies, and Jesus came according to the prophets. But this announcement of the branch that from him is going to arise a restoration. And you might say, well, Jack, it says right here that that pertains to the nation of Israel. Two things I want to talk to you about regarding that tonight. Number one, do circle the word Israel. As unpopular as it is to say this, I want to say this all the more. And I'm not saying this to just start a riot or to be a stinker. I need to say this because it's biblical and it's not being said much. It's not true because I'm saying it. It's true because God has declared it. The prophecy says this is regarding the nation Israel. And we've heard all last week, we're hearing again this week, there's a massive move now in Europe, tragically hasn't been seen in over 60 years, but anti-Semitism is rising at breakneck speed right now in Europe. And Jews are being told to get out of countries. Right now. And France, look it up after we're done tonight. France, Jews are having to leave France now because they've been threatened with their lives. Because they're Jews. The rise of Islam cannot tolerate. Islam, by the way, Islam cannot accommodate a Jew or Israel. It's impossible. If you ever look at a map, I've told you this before, but if you ever look at a map and there's no Israel on the map, then it was made by a Muslim company. Did you know that? They cannot admit, they cannot, as long as Israel exists, then Islam cannot take over the world. And for centuries, Islam has tried to take Israel out, but they realize they can't do it. Every time they do it or try to do it, Israel expands. So they wised up. They figured out how to, now their next attempt is, gosh, the only way we can get through to Israel is if we take out America. And then once America's taken out, then we can get to the Jew because nobody will be behind them. That's the thinking right now. And yet that's human thinking. God's got his plan. The Bible says that in the last days, all nations will turn against Israel. Zechariah chapter 12, 13, and 14. Read it later. So we're moving in that direction. But know this, mark it down. No matter what your opinion or view is of the Jewish people, and look, God says you better bless them. He didn't say agree with them. Isn't that interesting? I don't agree with everything that the government of Israel does. But I keep my mouth shut about it because God said, don't mess with the apple of my eye. The word in Hebrew is the cornea, I think the cornea, somebody help me out, doctor somebody. I think your cornea is like a cell or two or three cells thick. It's very thin, you know. It's very sensitive. It's very touchy. And God, when God says, don't mess with the apple of my eye, he says, don't attack Israel because when you do that, you poke me in the eye. That's what the God of the Bible says. And so he has committed himself to restore the nation of Israel. And you say, I don't believe that. Yeah, okay, but you're going to have to believe it. Because, like John Adams said, facts are stubborn things. For 2,000 years, there was no Israel. Remember that from the beginning, there was an Israel, and then Rome took it over, and then in the diaspora, the dispersion, it was sent out and dismantled, and the Jewish people were sent to the ends of the earth. And that was exactly prophesied in the book of Deuteronomy and other verses, or other chapters of the Bible. And so as they went out, they maintained their language, they maintained their religion, they maintained their culture, all over the world they went. And yet they maintained a community of faith and of discipline. And after 2,000 years, in 1948, Israel, the nation, experienced something that no other nation has ever experienced, and that is they were established as a nation again in one day. And yet the prophets said, shall a nation be established in one day? Shall the earth be able to bring forth a people in one day? Yep. The answer is yep. And that's exactly what happened. Why? So listen, God's keeping his word. He's restoring them. He's restoring them nationally. The covenants he's made with them, he says in the Old Testament, they're everlasting covenants. Remember the covenant he made with Abraham is a forever covenant. The covenant that is announced in the book of Jeremiah that God made with Israel is a forever covenant. Isn't that tremendous? And you see, even if you don't believe it, check this out. You got to look at the evidence and say, wow, it's true. It's coming to pass. Well, there's coming a time when Israel, after the tribulation period, during that tribulation period, their eyes will begin to be opened to understand that Yeshua, Jesus, is Messiah, and they'll believe in him. And he's the branch. It's an announcement of his humanity, of him coming and becoming a man. He begins as a shoot, that word, the branch, a little shoot, a little sprout. In Isaiah chapter 53, the Bible tells us that he will grow up before God as a tender plant. Very tender plant. Think about it. That Jesus Christ came into the world, born into humanity, eternal God, coming in the form of a human being, and as it were, according to God's word, Jesus was growing up like a little tender plant coming out of the ground in his humanity. And that little tender shoot would become the branch. Nobody hangs on a shoot. It's like going to the market and grabbing onto a leaf of lettuce like it's going to save you. No, you don't do that. You eat it. You grab onto a branch. And this is a great announcement. In that day, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious. The nation's going to appreciate him. And the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. Verse 3, and it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy. Everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. Jerusalem's going to remain Jerusalem. Mount Zion, I wish I had a map. So watch, here's the map. I'm the map. Here is Mount Zion, okay? And here's Jerusalem, kind of in the middle, toward the north a little bit. Mount Moriah is up here. Moriah, Jerusalem, all of this, Mount Zion, specifically there's areas where the Bible records certain events where like David praised the Lord on Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. We sing that song. It's right out of the scriptures. God says in his Bible, oh yeah, by the way, I'm gonna bless Zion, Jerusalem. It's going to be intact. I'll keep it. And he says something right here that those in there will be two specific things. They're going to be marked holy, and there's going to be a record. Think of that for a moment. Specifically, the Jewish people who believe in Jesus at the end of the tribulation period, there'll be those who will enter into what's called the kingdom or the kingdom of Christ where he rules and reigns. So as they live in, there's this announcement, there's this declaration, there's this assignment. You're holy unto the Lord. Now you guys, we all know this is not us. Do you understand that's not us? We will come back with him in the second coming. When the millennium begins, there'll be those we'll call, because we'll be glorified, we'll be with the Lord by that time. We'll call them like us. They're mortals like us. They're going to live into the kingdom. The kingdom age that Jesus Christ sits upon the throne of David. This is where it gets very, very cool. In that time, those who are declared holy, they're declared holy just like you are by their faith in Christ. But there'll be those that will live into the kingdom age. The Bible tells us, we'll come to it in Isaiah, that a man, it says when a man dies at the age of 100, he will die as though he were a child. Isn't that cool? Have you thought about that? You know, people like, you know, you go to Hollywood, right? And people want to, there's places where you can go. I mean, I guess I've not been, you've not been, but you've heard about them, where people with a lot of money try to find these doctors who have these magic super duper potions that will help you live longer. Now, that's kind of ironic, isn't it? The way the world's going, do you really want to live longer? Really? But nonetheless, it's in the human heart, it appears, that whatever we can do to live longer, let's do it, and look younger, and I think as a Christian, it's like, okay, I'm getting older. That's okay, I can deal with that. I can cope with that. I'm getting closer to the kingdom. I'm getting closer to meeting the Lord. I think Christians have reconciled that. You know, it's okay thing to grow old in Jesus.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called When God Restores. Thanks for listening, and our prayer is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life so that you can spend eternity in heaven with the Lamb of God, Christ Jesus, our Lord. When God Restores is part of Pastor Jack's new series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah and the foretelling of the coming of the Messiah, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Many folks have followed Pastor Jack by listening to him on this radio program, and they might not even know that you can take full advantage of his teachings through other resources, including YouTube. Pastor Jack's channel is called Real Life with Jack Hibbs, and the playlist includes over 500 videos. There's the Get Ready series that goes into what and who is the Antichrist, Real Life TV. You can also catch up on past Happening Now episodes from his Facebook Live events on Bible prophecy and the last days, question and answer segments, Engaging the Culture, which looks deeper into the real cultural issues of our day, including abortion, transgenderism, racism, gun control, and border control. He also has videos about news updates, special events, marriage and family, and a whole lot more. Now, as you can tell, Pastor Jack is passionate about life and believes our relationship with Christ and his instructions on how to live the abundant life God's way should impact every area of our being. And God's Word, the Bible, speaks to the real life issues that we all face on a daily basis. So it's our hope that you head over to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel. It's called Real Life with Jack Hibbs, and don't forget to tap that notifications icon to have immediate access to his latest videos. All that is also available through our Real Life app. If you'd like, you can find that app in your app store or at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.